Turner, and any other injuries you have?
Well, I can tell you this on Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan has been ruled out for the game, and he'll be working with our rehabilitation staff this week, and we're going to reevaluate on Monday after the game. You know, Michael Turner will not participate in practice today. It'll be coming out. I'm giving you guys a little heads up. He will not participate in practice today on our when our injury report comes out at 4 o'clock. And we are certainly hopeful that Michael will recover very quickly. Michael doing everything he can to get back.
Coach, last week, Chris Redman comes in off the bench, and for a guy that probably didn't have too many snaps, any if all maybe, with the first team, he did pretty well. What do you expect with him with a whole week of snaps under his belt?
Well, I thought Chris did an outstanding job. It was first significant action that Chris has had in a real game in 27 games. You know, Chris is a guy that I'm very familiar with. Chris was with the Ravens when I was an assistant there. So I've known Chris for a long time. He was a third-round draft pick for us there in Baltimore. And I think you'll see improvement in terms of his play. I thought he played extremely well, but having an opportunity to take the snaps that the starter gets in practice, I think will do nothing but boost his confidence as we get ready for the game this week.
Coach, getting back real quick, if I can, is there a chance that are you worried about Matt Ryan's long-term prognosis?
Guys, all I can tell you is what our medical people told us is that, you know, he's definitely out for this week, and, you know, we'll evaluate on Monday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take this week to week. I know Matt is working very diligently with the training staff, and there's been, significant improvement from the time of the injury on Sunday.
Okay.
Coach, Tony Gonzalez is playing probably as well as he's ever played for you, and you're coming up against an Eagles defense that has really let tight ends almost have their way from an offensive standpoint of catching passes. Is Tony at his peak right now?
I'm sorry, is he at his peak?
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope not. I hope he's he's still climbing. Tony's been a very good addition to our team. Throughout his entire career, his numbers speak for themselves. The thing that I think is most impressive about Tony in the time that I've been around him and had him in our locker room and on our team is what he brings to the practice field. This is a guy that's arguably going to go into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, and this guy comes out early to hit the sled, catches balls when the defense is working on their stuff. And, it kind of shows the other guys on our team, not just our receivers, but everybody, where hard work will get you. And he's been a big addition. And he's played very effectively for us throughout the entire season.
Coach, do you have any theories on why you guys have been so difficult to play against at home?
No, I really don't. We have had a better record at home than we have on the road. I don't know the real reason behind that. I'm just glad. I'm glad that we play in the Georgia Dome because it's a great venue. Our fans are really into it. It's a very loud environment for the opponents, and I think that may have something to do with it. We have a bunch of educated fans here. They just like the guys up in Philly. They know when to cheer and when not to.
Speaking of theories, Coach, mind if I ask you? It seems like there are a lot of prominent starters out. The Eagles just played the Redskins, and I think there are about 8 Pro Bowlers who aren't playing in that game. Kurt Warner and Roethlisberger last week. Does it seem like especially the concussions, have taken their toll on a lot of the league this year?
Well, I don't know the statistics on the number of injuries, but as the season goes on, I think there are more and more nicks and bruises and things of that nature. You know, in terms of the concussions, I know here, just like Andy does in Philly, we're going to make sure that our player safety comes first. That's first and foremost.
Do you, Do you like the steps that the NFL is taking now? Do you think that it was necessary as a reaction to the seems like the outburst of concussions lately?
Guys, I really don't know if there's been an outburst of concussions in the statistics, and I think that the league has always been proactive in terms of making sure that the player's safety comes first.
Coach, what's the atmosphere down there like? I mean, you got SEC and then Michael Vick coming to town. Is it kind of wild down there?
Guys, we're about 50 miles from downtown out here in Flowery Branch, our facility. You know, I'm sure as the week goes on with the SEC championship game here that there'll be a lot of people in here. And then, of course, you know, the game on Sunday is a big game because it's an NFC game. You know, so I couldn't really answer that. What's going on downtown? We're out here in the country.
Beyond Turner and Matt, are there any other injuries, Coach?
I'm sorry. I heard Turner and Matt. I'm sorry.
Yeah, beyond those two fellas, anybody else injured?
Well, we've got some guys that will be limited in practice today. When you get into week 12 and the final third of the season, you're going to have guys missing practice. So we're going to have some guys that we anticipate are going to be ready to go, but they'll be limited in their participation here over the next couple of days.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, guys.